Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity. This is your girl, Tay, ready to help you get your week started with some positive vibes and good energy. Now, this week, I want to place a little emphasis on a word, consideration. On January 9th, I was blessed to be able to celebrate my 36th birthday. This year, I was so overjoyed with the amount of love that was shown from people that text my phone, that called or sent messages on Facebook or Instagram. I literally, by the end of the night, was in tears knowing that people thought enough of me to simply take a moment out of their day to tell me happy birthday, or to even tell me that they love me. I don't think that people realize how something as simple as reaching out to someone to tell them happy birthday or wish them well, or even just to tell somebody you love them, that thinking about them could mean so much. To be honest, I didn't know how much I needed to hear the birthday wishes and the I love yous that I got from everyone, especially from my cousins that I grew up with. I don't see them or talk to them every day like we used to growing up. Every weekend and even during the week, we'd see them with after school and waiting for our moms to get off of work and stuff like that. And then growing up in the young adulthood, every Friday we'd link up and get together. But as life happened and, you know, we grew up and some of us moved away or, you know, losing family members, it kind of put a more of a space and gap in between the relationship. At least I can say that for my part. I can't speak for nobody else's, but that's something else. But just hearing from them meant so much to me. And just because we don't talk, that never changed how much I love them all, how much I love you all. And for y'all to reach out and tell me happy birthday, it brought so much joy to my heart. So I wanted to take a moment just to tell you that I love you and I appreciate you all. Even though we may not hang out like we used to and see each other like we used to, that doesn't change the love that I have for you all. And let's not forget the love that I also got from old college friends and high school friends, as well as some old coworkers that I used to work with. I appreciate each and every single one of you. You guys really have no idea how much it meant to me hearing from so many people I haven't talked to in a while. And then it just made my day. Thank you all. I appreciate you all. I love you all. Now, when I first started working on the layout for this episode, it was a while back, and I had already started typing everything out, and rushing and doing so much at one time, I messed around and ended up deleting it by accident. But I tried to think fast, because with Apple and iCloud, you know how everything syncs, and sometimes if something's not connected to Wi-Fi, you might have a chance at it still being on a different device. So I'm running downstairs and checking my phone, and then of course my phone is connected to the Wi-Fi, so it deleted from the app in my phone. So I'm running and I'm going and get my iPad. I'm like, please don't let the iPad be connected to the Wi-Fi. If it's not connected to the Wi-Fi, there's a chance it still might be there. But the chances of me being that lucky, of course, are slim to none. And that night, it was all the way to none because it wasn't there either. Everything had already synced up and I ended up having to chalk it up as a loss. And then I was thinking, like, maybe, you know, this wasn't what I was supposed to be talking about. Y'all know how I like to look for signs from God on what it is I'm going to speak about on the podcast before I put anything out there. So I took a minute to gather my thoughts and figure out what it was that I was supposed to be talking about. While I was, you know, taking the time to figure that out, I decided that I was going to do the Bible in a Year reading plan, and that they have in the back of the She Reads the Truth Bible that I bought. The plan gives you a monthly reading plan for the year, and each day it gives you like 4 different passages to read for the day. And January started us off reading the book of Genesis, Matthew, Ezra, and Acts. Now, you would read like a chapter, sometimes maybe a little bit more in a day, but that's the way it has it set up. Now, we already know I read the entire book of Genesis, so I went ahead and started reading Matthew so that I can get on track with the chapters that I was supposed to be on up to that date. Now, when I started Matthew, I got lost in it for a while. Before I knew it, I was on chapter 10. But I found myself highlighting verses as I was reading. Like, of course, the Beatitudes and some of the other verses, but what stuck out to me as I was reading is that some of what I was reading was referring back to what I had already planned to talk about, but accidentally deleted. In my first outline, I mentioned how simple acts of kindness towards people and can make a difference in how a person's day goes. Now, I'm not talking about the acts of kindness that we see people posting and sharing on social media platforms. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Like when you scrolling through your reels and you see the videos of people, and I quote, helping someone that is in need, but they got a camera all in their face. I'm sure some people watch those videos and be like, oh, look at how nice that was. They, you know, God is going to bless them. And people say they wish that they could see more acts of kindness like this being done. But call me extra, call me old fashioned, call me whatever you want to call. But when I see videos like this, it kind of makes me shake my head to some extent, because I wonder how the person that they're filming feels to have a camera in their face while they're already in a vulnerable state because they know how much they really need that blessing that that person is giving. My thought is that 9 times out of 10, they just put on a smile for the camera, even though more than likely they don't want to, but they feel obligated to, because how else are they going to receive what the person is trying to give them if they don't give them the permission to film them while they're doing it? Now, I know I've wondered, but have you ever wondered why people feel the need to showcase when they do something for other people? When I was reading the book of Matthew and I got to chapter 6, it started off saying exactly how I was feeling when it comes to people showcasing themselves, doing what they feel is the right thing. Verse 1 starts off by saying, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father in heaven." So, whenever you give to the poor, Don't sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be applauded by people. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward. But when you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. How many of you have ever been on both or either side of a situation like this at one point or another? Now ask yourself, how did you feel when you were the person that was in need? I can't speak for anyone else, but I'm not the type of person that likes to ask for help. You can call it pride or whatever you want, but all too often I notice that when people say they're helping others, they tend to do it with hidden motives. They're either looking for praise from people they don't even know, or they want to be recognized publicly or put on some kind of pedestal for doing something nice for someone in need. For me personally, I don't care to be recognized for doing something for someone. I do it out of the kindness of my heart and because I hope that someone would do the same for me if the roles were reversed, or not even do something for me, but would pay it forward and do it for somebody else when their luck's changed and they're on the upper side of a situation. I wonder how different the world would be if people would learn to be more considerate of other people. Now, I'm not saying for anyone to put other people's feelings before their own. Y'all know how I feel about self-care and self-love, but to me, there's a fine line when it comes to practicing self-care and being altruistic. My mom told me that my grams used to tell her that if someone asks you to borrow money, make sure it's money that you don't need back. Now, when she first told me this, I was like, you know what? That makes a whole lot of sense, because sometimes when you let people borrow money, they like to get ghosts when it comes time to pay you back. But then my mom told me something else that put what my grams told me in a better perspective. She told me, how are you helping someone by giving them something, but then you're expecting them to give it back to you? Doing that doesn't help them at all. All it does is transfer the debt from one person to another. Now give it a second and let that sink in, because I know some of y'all are probably like, wow, I get it. And I was exactly the same way when she said it. Because I was also one of the people when I was younger being guilty of saying, all right, well, this person said they're going to pay me back this day. I'm expecting it back this day. And then I'm chasing you down, hounding you down when it comes time to pay me back. But it never dawned on me, like, how is that in turn helping somebody? Because now they're put back in that same situation all over again. And since my mom told me that, I always try to think with that mentality now. When was the last time you did something for someone out of the kindness of your own heart? I mean, just because you hear that voice in the back of your head telling you to be a blessing for someone, did you listen to that voice? Or did you come up with an excuse why you couldn't, or maybe even an excuse why you shouldn't? I'm not judging anyone that may not listen to that voice in the back of your head, because guess what? I've been guilty of it. There are still times now to this day that I'm guilty of not listening to what that voice is telling me to do. You ever be riding down the road and, you know, sometimes you see somebody holding up a sign saying they're homeless or a disabled veteran or whatever their reasoning for being out there panhandling is they're asking for help, and you might ride past them or be sitting at a light while they're walking up and down the middle of the street, and you hear a voice in the back of your head saying, you know, you got a couple loose dollars, you got some change, or you got unopened snacks or water or whatever, give it to that person. But then you got this other voice in your head saying, you know, you need it just as much as he do. You got bills, you know, that credit card bill overdue, you know, that light bill due, and you end up not giving to that person because you're too busy worried about your own financial well-being and everything that you got going on. But do you ever take the time to think that that voice that was telling you to give was God's way of having you take a moment to realize what you have, or God's way of testing you to see if you would be a blessing to somebody else, and trust that he'll be the blessing that you need and take care of your needs? Then there's people that are in similar situations that will listen to that voice, but their motives and their intentions are just all wrong. They're like the people we were talking about at the beginning who like to have a camera sitting there, or like to take pictures and record themselves so they can go back to their friends or family members and coworkers and brag about what they did for somebody else. They'll get there and be like, yeah, girl, the Lord told me to bless somebody in need, so I went down to the store and bought some food, and I put together some platters, and I went down by the train station and handed them out to all the homeless folk around there just so that they can hear somebody give them praises about something that they did that they believe was nice, and then they go tell somebody else in the office or around the neighborhood. Now all you hear is people talking about how much of a blessing you were to somebody and bigging you up so much. Now you walking around here thinking you the shit and all this other stuff because everybody around you is putting you on a pedestal because of what they believe you've done to be a blessing to somebody else. But all the praises you're getting from the people around you is all you're going to end up with, because your heart honestly wasn't in the right place to begin with when you decided to do something nice for somebody else. I'm not the type of person that's going to do something and then go on social media and such feel like I did a blessed thing for somebody and I know God going to reward me. If you're going to do something nice for somebody, be considerate of how they feel as well. I think that's basically what I'm trying to say in a nutshell. Think about how the other person would feel. Because I know I've been on the other side of the situation where I felt like I was at rock bottom. Felt like I ain't had nowhere else to go and was just praying to God for a miracle or a blessing. And I know if it came down to it, me personally, my pride would get in the way and I wouldn't receive that blessing if somebody had a camera in my face. Because who wants to be put out there for the world to see when they're already in such a vulnerable state? So if I had to put an affirmation to this week's episode, it would simply be, I will be considerate of other people's feelings. And this is where why I said there's a fine line between being altruistic and practicing self-love and self-care, because sometimes caring for others can also be caring for ourselves in the long run. So repeat after me. I will be considerate of other people's feelings. I will be considerate of other people's feelings. I will be considerate of other people's feelings. I just want to take another moment like I usually do at the end of every episode. And thank you all for tuning in and listening to Tay Talks Positivity, whether you listen every week or you binge it and listen to it when you're cleaning or driving on your way to work on Monday mornings. I just want to take the time to thank you all. I started this podcast because I needed something positive in my life, and it dawned on me that other people could probably use something positive as well. Because sometimes there's so much negativity around us, it can be overwhelming, and sometimes it can take over and take more precedence in your life than it should. And I just want everybody to know that there is some positivity out there in the world. So I do want to take a moment to share the Tay Talks Positivity email with you guys. That's taytalkspositivity@gmail.com. If anybody wants to write in anonymously, or just you feel like you need somebody to talk to, just know that I'm here for you. I can be that listening ear if you just need somebody to vent to, or if you need advice, want advice, whatever it is, my email is open. Exactly how it's said, taytalkspositivity@gmail.com. Please feel free to write in. I thank you guys, and as always, until next week, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.